This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is Donald Trump really advocating that Putin can run amok across Europe and NATO will fall apart and it'll never, ever work again and, you know, basically disintegrate the defense posture that's, you know, kept us safe for over, you know, 60, 70 years here? I mean, honestly, is that what Donald Trump is really actually getting at? Well, of course not. My friends, but this, of course, is another thing that folks like, oh, I don't know, Hillary Clinton, who still loves to go out there to the cameras and the microphones and say stuff like this. Joe Biden, who talked about, you know, Donald Trump's terrible NATO comments and so forth. But I will submit this to you, the listener, this morning. By the way, welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the show. We're glad to be with you here on this Thursday morning. We have a lot more to tell you about as we officially kick off and launch hour number four of the broadcast. And by the way, definitely you want to stick around at the bottom of the hour this morning because we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org, and we're going to be talking about defense in Europe and NATO and these kinds of things, in addition to what Concerned Veterans for America does for our great vets, how they advocate for them, and also how they advocate for you know, good policy changes for our active military that are right now in Syria and other places in the Middle East. And so many of our military, of course, come under fire on a regular basis. I mean, this is now becoming the norm. It's not a great norm, but it's definitely happening. It shouldn't be. But we'll talk about that much more with Jimmy T. Smith at the bottom of the hour. Hope that you can stick around for that. Also, folks, we've got a lot more to talk about on the show altogether this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number if you want to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we got a great direct message last hour. It really made my day. And this is from Roy, listening in Seminole, Florida. And he writes in and he simply says, "Hi, Kyle, great show. You make my night fly by." Well, once again, thank you, Roy. I really appreciate it. That really makes my day. And part of our job is to make your night fly by. That's what we try and do here in the wee hours of the morning across America, across your radio dial, and it's our pleasure. Absolutely. So thanks again for a wonderful message this morning. Really, really do appreciate it. Also this morning, folks, again, this idea of Donald Trump talking about NATO, you know, I would submit to you, as I was getting ready to say earlier in the intro here, I would submit to you, the listener, which kind of a president do you want sitting in the Oval Office or going abroad to talk to NATO allies? And yes, they're allies. And I think ultimately, if our allies are attacked, it's in our best interest to help them. It's in our best interest to honor Article 5. And so on and so forth. I think that what Donald Trump was able to do with these allies is to say, look, you've got to pay your fair share. And I mentioned earlier on the program, you know, that's a phrase that Democrat Party elite should absolutely love. They should love, pay your fair share. And Donald Trump is the one, maybe the one person, the one president in the modern era who can look them in the eye and say, you have to pay your fair share. And they say, well, what happens if we don't do that? He says, well, then we're not going, you know, and I think that this was facetious, but those on the left who are really trying to make sure Donald Trump is not viable as a candidate they will say things, well, listen to his NATO comments. I mean, he wants Putin to run amok across Europe. Well, of course he doesn't. He's enamored of Putin, says Hillary Clinton, as I recall. No, I don't think he's enamored of Putin such that Putin could take over and be Imperial Russia or something like that. Well, of course not. But you have to be able to look your ally in the eye as a business partner and say, well, as far as I can tell, then Putin will come in and ravage your country. And I don't think he means that in the strict sense. I think it's, and we had a great call earlier too, John in Sarasota. We had a great call, and he likened it to a poker face, basically. I'm sorry, no, it was John in Nyack, New York. We also had a great call from John in Sarasota, but John in Nyack, New York called up and said, yeah, this is the poker face and so forth. Well, I think it's great. And I'll tell you, if you don't get these people to pay up, maybe you need a president in the Oval Office who can actually get them to pay up and not somebody who's not going to be able to do that. So I submit to you, the listener, who do you want? The president who actually gets these things done? Or a president who goes, well, it's no big deal, and it's not, whatever, and we're probably not going to have a war anyway. Well, guess what? Looks like we're starting to have wars. All right, in this first segment, let's close this out. We got 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Brace yourself, everybody. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Where is the Republican Party that stands with Donald Trump to say, Donald Trump is our nominee and Nikki Haley, you're a Democrat? Okay, when you get trounced this weekend in South Carolina, you're there for one reason. Okay, George Soros and the Republican establishment are paying you to slam Trump every chance you can, and then at the last minute you're going to run as an independent. And let me say something right now. I want every Republican, I'm not giving you a freaking dollar, in the House or the Senate. You Senate Republicans are a disgrace, by the way. You Senate Republicans should be standing up saying Donald Trump's our nominee, okay, and what's happening to Donald Trump in this country is a disgrace, okay, and Donald Trump built New York. I was in New York, and you're not going to seize his assets. That's why no one wants to go to New York. No one wants to do any business. Let me tell you ladies out there, okay, Nikki Haley is a fraud. She's a Democrat. So when she goes to the independent ticket like Ross Perot did, she'll be pulling votes from Joe Biden because she's a Democrat. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And it's Donald Trump. And get to work yourself. Don't count on anybody else. Peace.
All right, Todd in rare form this morning, everybody. That's Todd in Tampa. Folks, we're coming right back. We've got a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Racing through this Thursday edition. You know what that means? It's almost Friday. So stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through this Thursday edition. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. And it's always great conversation with Jimmy T. Smith, talking about our veterans and talking about what, not just what organizations can do for them or what federal programs can do for them, but what you and I as individuals or groups in our community can do. And one other thing, too, that I think is really, really needs to be said, and that is, especially when you're hiring, you're looking for somebody who's who's going to be a great asset to your organization, a great employee, a great addition to your team. Our vets are one of the, if not the first place to look. In so many instances, they have all kinds of great training. They understand how to meet goals. They all, you know, just wonderful things about our vets to bring them in to civilian life. So definitely, definitely always consider that, especially if you're in a position to hire. You definitely want to you want to give some weight to our great veterans in coming out of the military. All right, folks, once again, we've got a lot to talk about on the program this morning. We do have the telephone lines lighting up. I think we've got Al in Sarasota this morning. Good morning, Al. You're on the program. Good morning.
Howdy. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great this morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I've got a couple things. Primarily, I want to push back a little regarding some of the down talk on the economy. I think that if people looked at things sensibly, they would see that we're at all-time highs in American wealth, net worth, the stock market, just finished a 25% plus year, the NASDAQ doubling it. The other day I listened to a conference call of Walmart, which more than any other company is a vessel for the lower quadrant of American earners. And they were very upbeat. They knocked the cover off the ball. They talked about inflation moderating.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about their customer base having an improved balance sheet and, you know, things like that. And then you talk about oil. You talk about drill, baby, drill. The United States just finished a year with the biggest oil production ever, oil and gas, total energy production. Now, that's a fact. That's mm-hmm. not spin or anything else.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying, and I know we do see a lot of these different numbers. And a lot of times, I wonder how those numbers translate back to the consumer. For example, Wall Street Journal was reporting that, you know, you're spending more on food now as you were back 30 years ago. We've got these interest rates that are going to stay there at the very least until maybe the middle of the year, assuming that inflation isn't so quote-unquote sticky. But I think, how does that translate down to people who are saying to themselves, you know, I'm still spending so much at the grocery store? You know, it may look good on the stock market, but unless they're trading in the stock market or trying to make money in the stock market, it may not trickle down to them per se. What do you think?
Well, I think that's not an accurate way to look at the average person. I think if people that still have the work ethic and the saving discipline can do very well in America. It's government's job just to set the tone. And when you have, I go back to Walmart. I could name a lot of others. Everybody knows the Magnificent Seven big tech companies that have crazy profits and crazy stock prices. And that's fine. That's in the business sector. But in the consumer sector, companies like Home Depot, dollar stores, Walmart are seeing a customer that has an improved balance sheet with wages that are outstripping inflation as it is now. Inflation has come down tremendously, and there's just a lot of opportunity. The worst thing that can happen to people is to be have a slow drip of rage and resentment. Because that kind of poisons their minds.
Well, I'm not so sure it's necessarily rage or resentment in terms of using those terms in the objective way, but I do think people are concerned if they want to go out to eat, if they go to the grocery store, it's just astronomical compared to what they have had to spend in the past. I think it makes them have to make a lot of different choices. Because, unfortunately, a lot of times, unlike government, you know, we can't simply raise the debt ceiling, you know, and people, according to the reports I've seen, right, they dip into their savings if they have it. They run up their credit cards if they have them. There's an article the other day saying, watch out, don't touch your 401k if you don't have to, basically, because people get driven into these areas. Now, whether or not it's just spending that they shouldn't have done in the first place, but if they're just simply trying to maintain, that's another thing altogether.
Well, I think you touched on something with your last line. I think there is such a thing as personal responsibility and discipline and living within your means and saving and investing. And, these are things that governments can't legislate. When you talk like that, you talk like almost like Bernie, like a Marxist, like, well, we ought to just whack up all the money and stuff and give it to poor people because they can't afford it. I mean, that's kind of silly. The best present you can give the American citizen is the opportunity that we already have.
Oh, no, I agree. I think that America is the land of opportunity, and a lot of times it's government getting out of the way. But, for example, when J.P. Morgan is saying things like they're seeing a 1970s-era stagflation coming our direction, they're also concerned about what's happening in the Middle East, basically, because of the tensions there. I think, is also cause for concern.
Well, there's an old expression on Wall Street that stocks climb a wall of worry, and there is always, at any point, you can go back 50 years, and you talk about interest rates shooting up. They're not shooting up. They're normalizing. And if you look at interest rates over the past 50 years, over many business cycles, you'll see that they're traditionally low now. And what the Fed had to do was adjust for the deep inflation, which was caused by COVID and the results of COVID. And pendulum swinging back and forth.
Right, but at the same time, though, the perception in politics, perception is reality, is the old saying. When people feel like, I'm not going to sell my home, I'm not going to buy a home because those interest rates are so high, it may take time to percolate to say, well, they're normal. But right now, people feel like there's just no way that they want to make a move because they feel like they're spending too much money. But I tell you what, Al, I appreciate the call very much. We've got one other line lighting up. Go ahead.
I'll give you two big cures for people. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Civic and cultural literacy. That would help. That would get rid of a lot of the rage that people had if they had a full understanding of how the world works.
Well, I appreciate the call very much. Appreciate the conversation. Hope you can call back again.
Good enough.
All right. Thanks a lot, Al. All right, Al, talking about the economy there, appreciate it. And it's not so much about rage, I think, but I do think people have an issue in terms of trying to make ends meet with their kitchen table budgets. And it's hard to say that 4 years ago that you weren't kind of better off. But I appreciate the call very much, and I appreciate the conversation. I really, really do. Thank you again, Al, for calling in. All right, let's head over to line two. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Joe in Florida.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, this guy lives in a different stratosphere. He's a liberal. He doesn't understand that 75% of America lives paycheck to paycheck. They don't save anything. They don't invest in the stock market. This guy lives in a different world than everyone. You got to keep these liberals off your station, Mr.
I tell you what.
You seriously need to keep them off your station.
Well, we sometimes like to engage as well. And I'm glad that you called, because just as I was talking about the kitchen table budgets, you know, that's not something that people can simply change in a heartbeat. They're not like the federal government who can step up the debt ceiling and so forth. But it's interesting because you heard about the rage and resentment. It's not about rage and resentment. It's, like, as you said, it's about people who are trying to make ends meet, and they're living their life, they're working their job, and that's where they live. And I'm glad that you called. Absolutely.
Al doesn't live in our world, Carl. I'm sorry.
All right.
He's an extremely wealthy liberal who doesn't believe in everybody who lives paycheck to paycheck in America. They do not save. They do not invest. They don't even know what the stock market is.
Well, but at the same time, the stock market can be going through the roof, but yet prices are high and people aren't able to, as I said, get through their month. And it doesn't matter. The stock market could have some new things.
The stock market on Wall Street is run by liberals from Fairfield County, Connecticut. Do you understand that? I was from Fairfield County, Connecticut.
All right. Well, thanks for the call.
The wealthiest county in the world. That's who runs Wall Street. Do you understand that?
Well, thanks, Joe, for the call. We're heading to break. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, stay right there, everybody.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
U.S. USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother, James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, yeah, we're having fun on the program this morning. That is for sure. But I'll tell you this much, and I appreciate the calls last segment very, very much, because obviously, yes, you have some folks that that maybe have a different perspective, but they don't have the perspective where people are having to make ends meet each and every month. And a lot of times it's very hard to say, don't believe your lying eyes. That's what I think is the problem. And by the way, a lot of times you hear that, well, it's not a crisis. It's not a crisis. The border is closed until such time as it becomes so obvious that they have to say, well, there is a crisis at the border. And it's kind of the same thing with the economy. It's going to be, well, it's all good. It's all good. Oh, wait a second. No, it's not so good. And here's what I'm going to do as president to really fix that, because yeah, maybe there really is something wrong. Okay, let's head over to the telephone lines. It's time to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. CV4A.org is the website where you can find out more about Concerned Veterans for America. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle. And, you know, it's another wonderful day to talk about the important issues for America as a whole, like the fact that we're spending all of our money over in Ukraine and other nations aren't holding up to their part of the bargain.
Well, exactly right. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I know we want to talk a little bit about NATO and European defense, but isn't it something if you had the idea that you would tell the Allies, well, you have to pay up, or, you know, this kind of crumbles the whole, you know, partnership here. It seems to me that if you can get that done, you're actually worlds better than if you keep going the way that we've been going, where they don't pay.
Well, exactly. I mean, if you think about the history of this, it's not just people saying this currently. It is Kennedy who said things like this. It is Eisenhower who said things like this. Eisenhower actually told the NATO countries, or said that the NATO countries look at us in the United States as Uncle Sucker. And you can also see that post-Cold War, the European nations basically fell back on their spending, what was their then spending during the Cold War, and has cost them now to this point, to where they're weaker. And because they're weaker, what is the primary thing they're doing? They're looking to America. Almost everybody's like, what is America going to do with this? What is America, how is America going to handle this issue? And Kyle, one of the biggest things is, it's like, where were you 20, 30 years ago when people were telling you you need to have a strong military? And it's not just the fact of, we're talking about the spending, and a lot of people kind of get missed out on that. The German military is probably the weakest it's been in decades. The French military has some capabilities, but it's not where it should be compared to their Cold War footing. Now, on the other hand, you have them also not producing the material themselves. So artillery shells, which is, you know, we're seeing this being used at this incredible rate in Ukraine, they are not producing these things at the rate they should have been that they were during the Cold War. So Cold War ends, everybody but America lays back and says, oh, don't worry about it, it's safe, it's secure. America's like, well, we have to keep a strong military, and we keep spending billions and billions to where we're almost at the trillion-dollar level annually. The NATO nations need to step up, not only on spending, step up on producing of their military equipment, and also work to make sure they have the manpower in their military as well.
Well, indeed, and I'm glad you mentioned the idea that every, you know, the feeling was safe and secure, and that may be one of the reasons why there hasn't been a lot of, you know, going after these funds for decades, really, because it's like, well, there'll never really be a war necessarily, but the times have changed, and this is really in the offing these days. But again, America can't simply carry the ball for everybody all the time. America leads, but Europe has to also be part of that teamwork, don't you think?
Absolutely. But think about that. America leads because European Union and the NATO countries have put us in that position to where we have to. I mean, imagine if the leadership was only diplomatic and not military. Imagine if the leadership was based on our working together with our economies and not needing to drain more of the tax money from the American people to help fund what's currently going on. So we really have gotten into this mindset that when we say America must lead, it's based off of the overuse of the military, this broken foreign policy that is draining the taxpayers. Because let me tell you, the lack of them doing their due diligence in NATO and the European Union is a tax on the American people. This is American people who, earlier the discussion was, going into their pockets to buy goods at the grocery store with inflation, that they now are also using some of that money. And it's almost embarrassing how there are Americans who will say, but it's only 3% of our defense budget. Only the 3% of our defense budget is billions of taxpayer dollars that the European Union should be paying on their own. And Kyle, worse than that, it also can be exampled in other areas around the world. It's not just the European Union. The world basically is saying, well, what is America going to do on everything? And I'll go with this example. The Middle East and the Red Sea, America is touting all they're doing about the Houthis and everything. We're dropping million-dollar bombs, right? Or not bombs, but million-dollar missiles, when we could be dropping $1,000 bombs, right? So instead of sending a Tomahawk missile or something like that, drop a JDAM bomb instead And that would cost so much less. But no, our military is like, oh, look, we're high tech. We're going to push this button. Everything's fine. Fly a plane over. The Houthis don't have an air defense system. The Houthis don't have a air force of any type whatsoever. So why are we expending trillions or, you know, all these billions of dollars and sending missiles when we could actually just use the military we have at a cheaper rate? So again, we had to rethink our entire foreign policy. We have to rethink the way American dollars are spent. And Kyle, there are so many of us that are fed up with it.
Well, absolutely. And actually, my question is, how many strikes does it take to get rid of the Houthis? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it just seems like, well, we're going to do some more strikes. And then that doesn't seem to actually stop them.
Well, I'll position it on two things. They have been at war with Saudi Arabia for 7 years, and it seems to not have stopped them, right? And Saudis have been using all kinds of new technologies and stuff like that. So that's one of the realities. But the other thing is why isn't it? Why is it that we are basically defending the trade from China to Europe and also for other countries where their trade is coming through? So you have other countries that are more affected by what's happening in the Middle East and the attacks by the Houthis, that they should be bringing their militaries and their navies in to help defend. And again, rely less on America. This is not impacting America's economy. This is not impacting directly America's ability to do things. And go back to a previous statement that somebody had made earlier this morning. We could produce even more of our own product from the Middle East, you know, oil and stuff like that, to where we wouldn't need to be so dependent on there and also have to have our military in those regions. So foreign policy is based off of so many broken decisions here in America.
Well, it certainly is. And being self-sufficient and energy self-sufficient is so important. But unfortunately, we just have an administration right now that seems to not want to go down that road. They sort of bow down to a lot of different special interests and so forth. But they're starting to see some of the writing on the wall, too, that you're not going to be able to go all electric by tomorrow, basically. The world is a dangerous place. We're not doing everything we can to actually stop that right now.
Exactly. And a lot of people say, but Jimmy, all this spending that's being done, well, this is good for our economy. Well, the reality is, if Europe and these other nations were spending like they should be spending on their own defense, we would still be financially benefit from that because they'll be buying the Raytheons and Boeing materials and things like that. They would be buying our artillery shells and things like that. It wouldn't be our tax dollars. It would be theirs. So for us to artificially think that we should prop up our economy based on our spending when they could be propped up by European spending and other foreign nations spending, it has to be looked at differently.
Indeed, indeed. Well, the time goes by so quickly, Jimmy. I so much appreciate our time together here on the program each week. CV4A.org, that is the website for Concerned Veterans for America. And then also you're on X or Twitter as well, correct?
Absolutely. Check us out at Concerned Vets. It's that easy, Concerned Vets.
Very cool indeed. Well, we'll look forward to next week, but take care of yourself, and we'll talk again real soon.
God bless y'all.
Yeah, God bless. Jimmy T. Smith, everybody. Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. Kyle Warren with you. Coming back right after this. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming back, I promise. I really, really do.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the Thursday edition here. And if you just so happen to be driving around the streets of Miami in a Ferrari Daytona Spider this morning, well, you go right to the front of the telephone line. That's our policy here. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As I said, we are having a lot of fun on the program this morning. And I'll tell you this. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about or even just write down what it is that you're spending each time you go to the grocery store. Try to think back how many grocery bags you would bring home if you spent $100 or $200 or $300 at the grocery store or whatever you might spend on a regular basis. And then begin to see. Now, this may be in a real-time, you know, analog to how people's lives are going right now. How many grocery bags are you getting for that same money these days for the stuff that that you need? For food that you put in your refrigerator, that you make for dinner, this kind of stuff. How about this? How about if you go out to eat? Are you spending about the same, less, or a lot more Well, if you're like things that I've seen, and again, yes, it's anecdotal, but if you're spending a whole lot more going out to eat, and if it takes, two hamburgers or two club sandwiches and a couple of soft drinks, maybe some fries, and it comes out to $42, that seems like a lot more than you might have been spending not all that long ago. So these things have a huge impact, and they make people think twice about how things are going, and it makes them have to make a lot of different decisions. Say to themselves, well, I won't be doing that very much throughout the week because it's costing so much more. And then a lot of people say, well, I'm going to head over to the grocery store and I'm going to beat the system that way. I'm going to bring my lunch to work. Well, unfortunately, and it's no laughing matter, it costs a lot of money to go and get things at the store because that's happening. In fact, wasn't it President Biden who brought up the whole shrinkflation thing at the Super Bowl? You know, again, I mean, these things are happening out there. So it's not just a matter of having to explain it, because it's a great phrase. When you're explaining, you're losing. I think what people see in their everyday lives, the analog of what's happening, speaks volumes to them. Ronald Reagan even asked the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And he could ask that question in 1980, and people would answer that and answer back, I'm really not. I'm really not better off than I was 4 years ago. In fact, what was it, a couple of months ago here on this program, we said that is one of the central questions of the Democrat campaign. Are you better off? That's the question they don't want you to ask. The questions that they want you to ask is, what about Donald Trump and his big fraud that he did or something in New York? Real estate developers, this is what we got to be concerned about at this point. But they don't want you to ask the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? But of course, in 1984, Ronald Reagan could ask that same question. People would answer back and say, yes, I think I am better off than I was 4 years ago. Here's another landslide. So what am I getting at? Well, I'm getting at that a lot of times the things that people see in their lives, that they sell themselves, right? You don't have to go sell it to them. You don't have to explain to them why everything is better for them now, because they inherently get that. They inherently know when things aren't better for them. They inherently know when they say, I'm not going to sell my property because it's not going to be lucrative for me to do that. How about this? How about when you get into commercial real estate issues? Even in New York City right now, Donald Trump tries to go sell his buildings. Is that the best time to even try to do that? Would he get top dollar for it? Well, if you have real estate investors out there, not just New York, but all across the country, and their loans reset because of the higher interest rates that are there evidently to curb inflation, well, their mortgage rate heads sky high. Now they don't have money coming in with their operating budget in order to operate their property properly. And what happens then is that investors who once were getting check dividends, basically, from their investment are now being asked to put money into that investment just to make it go. And that's not the position they want to be in. And you could go on and on about things like that. But it is interesting that, again, people across the highways and byways do have this ability, without having advanced economic degrees of any kind, they are able to see and kind of understand and feel how the economy really is going for them and for their friends and for their neighbors. And so I really do, because we're getting some good reaction on this morning, and I do appreciate it. And I'll tell you this, if Joe Biden didn't have these kinds of problems, if they thought everything was really hunky-dory, they wouldn't be out there trying to explain it the way that they are. But when you do see things that are happening, as I mentioned, J.P. Morgan, they're looking at, you know, could we have stagflation come back? I mean, my goodness gracious me, the days of Jimmy Carter is a wonderful person, no doubt about that. He's probably the best ex-president we've ever had in this country. He's a gentleman and a great humanitarian. But does anybody want to go back to the Carter malaise? I don't think so. Does anybody want to go back to stuff like that? Well, of course not. But, again, I think people have an idea when they realize that they can't keep pulling out their card and paying for stuff because they got to look at their budget. They just absolutely have to do that no matter what. And they make decisions about what they're going to do. And you see businesses. And then what happens to businesses? Well, you know, we've got to start raising our prices. I mean, we're not getting so many customers coming into our restaurant. So, you know, and even though it's the supplies and so forth cost a lot more, well, then they're not making as much throughout the day. There's a place I love to go nearby, and typically if you get there at noon or thereabouts, it'll be packed. And that doesn't happen really anymore. You know, it's really noticeable. And it's not just because school is on or this and that or some other explanation. It's that the prices are incredibly high. And so it becomes much more of a treat as opposed to a routine at all. All right. So once again, folks, glad to be with you. Don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning or any old time that you're hearing the program. And we love to hear from you, by the way. And just to kind of round things out again today, I think that this issue going on in New York is very, very eye-opening because, and I really appreciate Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. He's been making the rounds and he's trying his best to show the absurdity of this. And this whole judgment that's come down upon Donald Trump, that it really is an attack against the business industry, or the real estate industry, I should say, and really does create a real pull over the idea of doing business in New York. And that's only going to be seen proof in the pudding as time goes by. And it may not be tomorrow or the next day, but certainly here in the near term, you're going to see more and more real estate developers and investors say, my goodness, you know, they can do this, and I don't want to get on the wrong side here, and because I don't want to get some, you know, huge fine on some, no pun intended, trumped-up charge about this or that. So it really is going to be telling. And you know what else it does? It shows the voters as well. The voters really start to say to themselves, okay, this has gone far enough. We've had enough. This constant, ongoing, total assault onto Donald Trump under the guise of protecting our democracy and all this kind of thing. Because if you've noticed, it's no big deal. Every single other thing that's going on, no big deal. The end justifies the means. We've seen this before. We've seen it in history. And we're watching it unfold right before us, right now. So, folks, that's one of the reasons we have programs like this, stations like this, so we can tell you about it. All right, folks, stay right there. There's much more great talk radio ahead on this great radio station. Kyle Warren with you. We will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Until then, go out there, make it a great day, and take care out there. We'll see you soon.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
extend your life with Extendover.